Does Lima like?
Or does Lima know
like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like or no like?
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right. Extended weekend. We'd like to thank all the veterans out there as well, including...
More on that coming up at 7:45.
Lima likes.
Owen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We never go out of our way to thank Owen the way we should.
Say it, Ken. Thank you. Mitch, you got anything to say in there?
Come on, Mitch. Get in there.
Yeah, thank you.
Get on record.
Let's go.
We'd like to thank
Owen for his service.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So we will get to that a little bit later on because it came into play, I think... for the last 24 hours.
7:45, it's going to be fun.
But we start out, like, I am not...
Lima no likes.
I got to tell you, maybe because I was traveling, I watched the least amount of football, NFL football, I've watched in a very long time, including last night. Did you even know there was a game last night other than it was Monday night?
You watched the littlest amount of football you've ever watched over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. I watched barely anything.
What?
Owen and Ken probably likes...
Oh,
I watched the most football I've watched. Yeah. All year.
I watched Red Zone for the first time in years.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because they switched up the NFL plan. And so it's like NFL Plus, which is like $7, but you get nothing. Right. You get nothing. You don't get the all 22. I don't even know if you get replay. I don't know what the hell that is for.
Really get all 11.
But if you do the, they only give you 9. You know, you can't see 2 of the wide receivers. And every now and then they take a guard out. They just pixelate them. So, or you could have got the NFL Plus premium. It's like, oh, you get Red Zone. I'm going... Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, I go, oh my gosh, I have Red Zone now. And I watched...
You didn't watch that Germany game, did you?
I watched as many games as I could. I didn't start until 1 o'clock, though. I didn't start until the 1 o'clock
game. There was
games.
No chance.
No.
Nobody I know cared about that game. Even the gamblers were like, we're not watching this one.
Yeah, that's a good point. But I went to it, and I still don't like it that much. I like a storyline. I'm a man who likes to be brought in, embroiled in a conversation. But I got to tell you, I was like, man, I feel like I'm watching all these games right now. Now, what bothers me is that most people, they like the highlights and they like the stats and everything like that. I want to see how the drive developed. I want to see what happened back there. Well, I don't know what happened back there because you were at a different game. So it still isn't my favorite because I like to go deeper, but... And it wasn't bad. It was a nice enough experience.
Well, so paying attention.
I'm a no lie.
I did see Steelers won again. They're 7-2, and they are like the talk of the league right now. Outside of Detroit, just despite 5 interceptions, somehow winning that game against Houston, and the Texans totally coughing that up in the second half. The Steelers at 7-2. I've made it known that I think parts of the station have become too Steelers-centric, especially over the offseason. Everything that was going on, the afternoon show was like, but how does it compare to the Steelers? Everything the Browns are doing, how does it compare to the Steelers? Maybe they had a point. Maybe the afternoon show was right to be talking so much Steelers because the Steelers look like not the class of the AFC, but they are pretty damn good.
Did you, by the way, did you see how they lost that game, the Commanders?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right,
the offsides?
Johnny Newton, do you remember when that happened to the Browns? Because the first thought I went, oh, my
goodness.
Which
one was that?
It would have been, I think it was Billy Wynn's rookie season, and he did it. Billy Wynn, great guy, did it against the Colts, and it cost the Browns a game.
You rarely see anybody being fooled, especially in a, hey, we're trying to fool you moment. Like, there are times where it's so obvious, where a team's letting the clock wind down. Are they really going to go for it? What is the situation? And every team lines up and does the hard count 30 times. It never works. So when the game is on the line, to actually have it work. And it was a young guy. And they've been, even Washington is just, their whole season has been so much fun. Even in their losses, it's like, well, it's a moral victory. They're not supposed to be here. But that game was actually a fun game from what I could tell.
It was awesome.
In the highlights, since
awesome.
I wasn't watching a lot of live football. And then I'm just bummed because...
Lima likes.
Carolina. Carolina has 3 wins. Like, when the Carolina Panthers have more wins than your football team. So I guess the good news is...
Lima likes.
There's even less teams to contend with right now. If you truly want a quarterback, there's even less teams to contend with.
I believe Tankathon has the Browns at number 3 overall.
Yeah.
pretty high.
I even heard another national guy. It seems like every day there are national guys that can't wait to get their takeoff, that the Dallas Cowboys are the worst team in the NFL. And I'm like, I can tell there's one game you didn't see this year.
Well, because I know they're going to get engagement.
If the Cowboys are the worst team in the league, what did they do to us in the opener?
Dismantled us.
They looked like the class. I remember walking away from that game going, well, it takes solace in the fact the Cowboys are really good. I remember that after the opener. Nope. Cowboys might now be the worst team in the league. So it got me thinking, if there's less teams all in that two-win area, then maybe let's talk some quarterback. But then I had the text out this weekend.
I'm a no like
Cam Ward. Browns don't want him. He's officially off. I know statistically he was okay.
God, that's right.
But they lost to Georgia Tech. And they had their first loss of the year. Now, he statistically was fine. He had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. But from my buddies who were dialed in, they're like, you are going to want to stay away from him. Although, maybe.
I'm alive.
Did you pay attention to Jalen Milroe at 185 yards rushing? He was looking like a freakazoid.
No, thank you.
Not at all?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want him.
That was a nice win over LSU.
Yeah, we're not, no.
So you are in the spot right now. So this is going to be very interesting.
Did you?
We are going to be really.
Whoa. You're just going to gloss over Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten there yet.
Oh.
So I was gonna get to this. Do you think the Browns can be the fans? I say the fans. We know the teams do this a very different way, but I see a lot of fans are just they're crossing off quarterbacks every week. And I just don't know that we're in a position that we could possibly do that. I think everybody's got to be in play.
They don't want a quarterback. They want the perfect quarterback.
Which is insane. That just doesn't even come close to existing.
I understand that, but it just depends on when they're watching. And if they see a quarterback play well at the time that they watch, then they're going to like that guy. If they don't necessarily play well or they make some boneheaded gaffe at any time at the point that they're watching, then we cannot have that guy. It's that simple when it comes to college football. It's all empirical evidence. How many people out there have actually sat down like me or you or Keith Britton and have gone, all right, this is what I know that the Miami Hurricanes do. This is what they've done well under Manny Diaz. This is what they haven't done well under Manny Diaz. This is what Cam Ward did at Incarnate Word, what he did at White. They're not doing that. They're just tuning into a football game. They're going, hey, I got a little bit of time. They're playing Georgia Tech, and it's a Saturday. Maybe it's the first Saturday after youth football season or youth soccer season. So they're sitting down there going, hey, Miami, Cam Ward, the Browns are 2-7. Kenny and Anthony keep telling me about this guy. Let's watch this guy. This guy sucks.
That if you are ever tuning in to a college quarterback and looking for a reason to cross him off, you will find that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You will find that reason every time. So Shedeur Sanders,
I'm alive.
30 of 43, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions, and
291.
Don't look now, but the Buffs and Pat Shurmur, the Colorado Buffaloes, could be in the playoff. I thought their season was going to be over about 7 weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw it.
I thought Deion Sanders was going to be over about 7 weeks ago. We were having heated conversations about whether guys were going to take real business decisions and just opt out and get ready for the draft. And now Colorado is in an incredible spot. They're 7-2 and they're 5-1 in the conference. And with what's happened, the carnage in the Big 12. I mean, BYU is unbeaten. After that, Iowa State's lost 2 in a row.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's... Hey, boy, I don't know what's going on there. I told you them linebackers, they got hurt. I was worried about that. Now I'm about to get a text, so here we go. Thanks.
No likes.
All right, Kent State looks like the worst team in all of college football. They're 0-9. However, the fact that they're so bad has other people, some people in particular, interested in the head coaching job. Can I interest you in an all-time special teams legend and somebody who did it all there? Wasn't it the special teams at
Can you get any worse?
Kent State.
No, you can't.
Josh Cribbs sounded like he might be interested over the weekend.
I am more than willing to let Joshua Cribbs take a whirl at that one. Go right on ahead.
Can you imagine Josh Cribbs? And he's got to have a chief of staff, right?
He has my full support.
You know his wife would just move right. They have GM roles now.
Yep.
You don't think his wife could come over and be very, very helpful to that program?
That's fine with me.
The two of them, the Cribbses, both of them, the Cribbses. We had to talk Josh Cribbs. I think this would be very, very interesting.
Bring Josh on. I would love to have him on. Yeah, go right on.
We'll do his first job interview.
This isn't like, oh, Ken likes Akron. No. Take a swing at it. Could it get worse? It can't get worse. You're a 9. You can't recruit anybody. Go try. Yeah, if anybody at Kent State's listening, go do that.
All right, that's it for Lima Likes.
Outstanding as always, Tone. Really, well done.